Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for February 24th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Since 2019, Google has been rolling out night modes to all of its apps. The last major holdout is Google Maps, but that's fortunately coming to an end as its dark theme is set to launch globally on Android. Google Maps for Android's dark theme sees the pill-shaped lookup field, carousel of search suggestions, and bottom bar, as well as other buttons, switch to a light grey scheme. A soft blue is used to mark a current tab and for directions fab. The darkest shade of grey is reserved for the underlying map layer and background when zoomed in, while streets and names are slightly lighter. All pins and icons have been similarly adjusted to fit this new theme. This night mode is meant to provide your eyes a much needed break and help conserve battery life. Users first started seeing it in late September as part of server-side testing. Only a small handful received it, but those that did kept it all these months. However, the theme has been disappearing in the last few days ahead of this upcoming launch. Once live, you'll be greeted with a new Maps in Dark theme sheet that presents these standard options. It's also controllable from settings and theme. This main look can be independent of the navigation appearance, which already has a night-friendly mode. Announced alongside other Android features coming this spring, Google says the dark theme is soon expanding to all Android users globally. We're told this means in the coming weeks. There's no status for iOS yet, while as a reminder, spring does not start for another month. Nevertheless, Google is finally making the look official after a mock-up first appeared over a year ago with the launch of Android 10. Foldables are undoubtedly the future of smartphones, but they're still incredibly expensive, and asking someone to put down over $1,000 on something they're not sure will work for them is a big ask. Now though, Samsung is giving users the chance to buy and try a Galaxy Foldable for 100 days. Regardless of if you buy it from Samsung.com or a retailer such as Best Buy, you'll generally only have 2 weeks to return if you don't feel it's right for you. For a limited time, Samsung is massively extending that return window with a new buy and try program on a Galaxy Foldables, which gives potential buyers over 3 months to get to know the device before fully committing to the purchase. This new program is available exclusively from Samsung.com and applies to the Galaxy Z Fold 2 and the Galaxy Z Flip 5G. Interested buyers will be required to pay the full cost of the device, but they'll have up to 100 days to return it if it isn't the right fit for them. This program is only available for purchases between today and April 1st. You'll need to pay $1,199 to get the Flip 5G and $1,999 for the Fold 2. With the program, both devices are eligible for trading credits and a $200 instant rebate for accessories. Google is optimizing the experience of using voice commands on phones by taking better advantage of the available screen. On Android, Google Assistant voice commands from the lock screen will feature new glanceable cards. The goal is to make the assistant work even better when your phone is locked or across the room with new cards that can be read at just a glance. Google recommends that users have lock screen personal results preference enabled, and that is available in Assistant settings and personalization to really get the most out of the assistant when your phone is locked. There's a new card for sending messages, while we spotted another when requesting music. You notably get cover art and full playback controls when using the Google Assistant commands from your lock screen. When unlocked, there's just a brief confirmation panel before the desired streaming app opens. This comes as Google in December introduced a new Assistant design that brought the Pixel light bar to all Android phones. Google here made a small tweak to where the visual search chip now includes the word lens in addition to the logo. And finally, we reported last year that Google's roadmap for future Pixel smartphones included a foldable model, and now there's a bit more to add to the story. According to a new report out of Korea, Google has requested a foldable OLED display directly from Samsung. Google has apparently requested this new foldable OLED display from Samsung Display Directly. Details are scarce, but apparently this foldable panel would be 7.6 inches in size, the same size as that of the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2. Previously, we reported that Google was in the early stages of development on Passport, a foldable Pixel model. This new report provides more guidance to when Google foldable devices could arrive, whether we see Passport or another device entirely when the time comes. It could be this year, it could be next, but considering Google has only requested the development of the panel at this point, a later release does seem more likely. This new detail comes in a report that also talks about other manufacturers working with Samsung on foldable displays. That includes Xiaomi, which is reportedly looking to switch to a Galaxy Fold-style device with an 8.03 inch internal display. Oppo apparently is also making Samsung Display its only partner for folding displays moving forward. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can always find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do always love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.